Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hi, friend. Welcome back to the podcast. We're a first-timer. Hello, big hug for you. Matt and Ramona Facebook page. You want to reach out to us, you can do it that way, or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway. Facebook page is the easiest way to get a hold of us, I guess. Let's begin with what? How about the rumor that's been kicking around? I've never heard the rumor.
I've never heard it either, but I'm guessing people wouldn't come out and ask us if they didn't know us well.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
Here's some of the background info. We're working with some new people because back in November, the station that we worked for a really long time was sold to another company. So now that company has salespeople who are working with us for the very first time. One of them is Montressa. And we were out at Gastonia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram together. And she said, you know what? I constantly have people coming up to me and saying, okay, you work at the radio station. Are Matt and Ramona really married? And I was like, wait, what?
You should be lucky.
Are you kidding me? Do you hear what happens on the air? Like, what would make you think that we could possibly survive in a marriage? But we've been radio partners for a very long time.
Long time, yeah.
Very long time. We're very different in how we look and what we think.
Yes,
you're a white dude. I'm a black woman.
Yep.
For some people, that doesn't make sense. Like, how does this work?
Yeah.
And after Montressa said it and that pit in my stomach finally went away, I was like, what? I talk about my dating life. Like, how could anyone possibly think? But then I realized it might come down to our interaction. Because at that moment, at that moment that Montressa was saying this,
what?
You were saying that you needed to go off and get something to drink.
Yeah, I need
and
something.
I knew right. You had just finished like 20 ounces of coffee, like had just pounded it. And you were running off to get something else to drink. And we had about 10 minutes of video to record in a car, in a moving vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
And then
minutes.
We had another 30 minutes on camera together. So I'm thinking, dude, you have 40 minutes where you're not going to be able to go pee.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, yeah.
Sir. No.
No.
And then I thought, okay, people are listening to me. Monitor his bladder.
Sounds like a mother.
And it sounds like something more than just these people work
professional
together.
Professional.
Right, right.
You don't think that they say that other places?
And then not 10 seconds later, you say, I need you to check my nipples.
Yeah.
And Max was there. He saw this whole thing go down.
Yeah.
He said, I need you to check my nipples because I've been on a pointy streak. And I don't want them cutting through my shirt in the videos. So it's like, I'm not checking your nipples. Because at that point, now I'm really sensitive about the fact that people think we're married. And who asks someone else who's not their partner to do a nipple check for them and possibly apply a Band-Aid to help cover their nipples so that they're not nipping out in a video.
You don't think they do that like at the sales department people like talking?
No, heck no.
You've never asked me about yours.
But I will say, even though Max is willing to help you with practically anything, he wasn't offering.
Oh, he would have been there if I needed him.
No.
To put a Band-Aid on one of them?
You was really lifting up your shirt too while we were out in public, man.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
and you can't do it. Someone asks, you can't
say
Daniel,
no. And Daniel, who works for the client, Gastonia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, he's like, okay, man, I'll help you.
Yeah.
You know, and so he had the Band-Aid. And I'm like, this is not right.
I didn't Band-Aid up, though. I went without it. You might notice.
and that's a reason to watch our videos from Gastonia.
I cannot stop touching them now. When you say nipple, hearing the word, doesn't it make you want to grab yours?
Nope, it sure doesn't.
It doesn't.
Are you okay over there, Max, or do you feel the need to touch your chest?
No, I'm fine.
I'm touching mine.
Have you become
extra round right now?
Have you become extra sensitive about your nipples?
The last few months, they've seemed to be going through shirts somehow in some way, and I don't know why that is, because it never used to happen in my life. It's only been recent. And
thinner shirts, no undershirt. What's
But I've always had no under. I've never worn. I mean, rarely have ever worn an undershirt, especially not with the.
It's happening in t-shirts and polos.
Yeah, everything, everything.
Wow,
like even a thick sweater. No, I'm kidding. But I've got to figure what the problem is. I don't know if as you get older, it's like your nose and your ears grow, so do your nipples.
I can tell you one thing about this. It is inappropriate for you to ask people to help you manage the problem.
No, it's not.
The only person you can ask for help is your wife.
Or my work wife, or the producer.
Nope.
Or a guy at a car dealership.
The only person you may ask for help in taming your nipples at any given time, the only person it is not creepy to ask is your wife. I live and die on those words.
I'm my kids.
I live and die on the words that it is only appropriate to ask your wife.
You ask your teenage daughter?
No.
This sure make my nipples stand.
Are daddy's nipples a problem right now? No.
Max, if your dad asked if his nipples were about his nipples, would you?
I'm not touching. No. Don't even put that image in my head. No. Please.
Come on, man.
Hey, son.
No.
Some people at the barber shop have been noticing that I'm kind of nipping out. Will you put some Band-Aids?
I'm going to the barber shop right after this. You're
going to look at it, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness.
Volunteer one up. They're like, I think.
Hey, Dad, can I help put some Band-Aids on your nipples?
Yeah. I think that's what a good son would do.
So, no, we are not married. No, I'm not checking up on his nipples. One of the comments was that we received on social media, because there's a video on my page, on Facebook, in my Insta, and even TikTok about the question that we got. But one of the responses came from a guy who said, yeah, you guys are married, and we're your fan kids. and I said, dude, I hope you have a good therapist, because if you are somehow the result of this show, you need a lot of help. A lot.
I think you're in good shape going forward, and I will. Maybe I should be like a guy, or have a guy that started an occupation where they go around and check men's nipples. Like, you can call them and they'll come over. If you think it's inappropriate, you must have, like, if I can't just ask a random coworker, then I guess we should have something available where you
I guess we should have another conversation.
And you go, or just send your pictures, maybe. Like, send your pictures to me and I'll say yes or no.
Okay, speaking of pictures, how do you feel about sending flirty, let's say even nude pictures to someone you're romantically interested in?
No way.
Because I can tell you there are a lot of dudes out there who want you to see what they're working with so badly. I believe the rule is, and yes, it's totally biased. I own the bias of this statement. It is more appropriate socially for a woman to send her nudes to a man than vice versa.
Well, I would say boobs. If you're sending the cha-cha, wah-wah, downstairsy, then that's a little bit more in your face. That's a little more that's a little more like risque or a basic boob shot. I think guys don't think anything, but if you're doing a downstairs photo, I think they think, okay, well, she's a little fast.
So you don't think that sending a guy a topless pic is like racy?
No, not race. It's racy, but it's not a big, huge deal. I mean, it could be big, it could be a little. I don't think it's a. I think they, because it's, you know, it's a difference between, like, I guess a Playboy and a hustler or something. Probably
okay.
A difference. But you know what I mean.
Here's the thing: if you are sending these kind of photos to someone who you aren't in a relationship with yet. I mean, this is someone who might start dating, for example.
Oh, yeah.
I think for men, it's a good idea to wait until she asks.
Kind of like an invite only.
Or she sends you one and you reciprocate. Don't just lead, with your junk pic.
No, God, no.
Don't.
I mean, I don't
just
think
it's
going to work in general. More often than not.
It works if both of you are just looking for a hookup.
Yeah.
If sex is the goal, it works.
Right. Might turn into something more.
Some experts say it also works for people who might have something about their body that they wonder if you'll be comfortable with.
Oh, okay.
Like someone who has a particular disability, or maybe they've had a surgery, they've got a weird scar, or, you know, they're saying, hey, I have a different body image, or I have a different body shape, or there's something different.
Right.
I want to make sure that you're okay with it before we go any further.
Exceptionally,
now, in that case,
exceptionally small, exceptionally big, those kind of things.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, not big. You don't want to go exceptionally big. Because
well, it all depends on what we're talking about. There are different things that can be exceptionally big.
That's true. That's true. I'm just still with the not unless you're invited. You know, it's invite only. You know, I don't think that's
and
weird to me.
Here's the thing, whether it's someone who you were planning on hooking up with or someone who you were in a relationship with, these experts say the first thing you delete when you break up is their picture. Before you even block them on social media,
that's rude.
Before you block them, because weird things happen when you're breaking up, people get mad, they do things without thinking about it. The very first thing you should do to make sure you're responsible is delete all of their nude pictures.
Yeah, that, I'd just be so afraid that they would show up on, you know, screensavers, like, because sometimes our pictures end up on the TV as, you know, when you put in the background or my parents, my parents, they have a screen at their house and Amy's parents have a screen at their house where we send pictures. I'm afraid that that would show up. If I was going to send
good Lord.
That would be a fright.
At your parents' house?
Yes, can you imagine?
Like, you're sitting around for Thanksgiving dinner and the pictures from Matt's phone start popping up on the screen.
Yeah. I'd be so afraid. That's why I couldn't do the picture just because I'm afraid it would show up. And if I was going to do a junk picture, I think I would make sure that my face wasn't in the picture. You know? And then I can always deny. Right?
You're already looking to make sure that it can't be connected to you.
Right.
That doesn't speak well of your pride.
Well, I mean, you've seen one, you've seen them all kind of. And I'm like, I'd just be like, at least you can say it's not me or whatever.
That looks exactly like your spleen surgery scar, but okay.
Yes, okay. I'd have to really zero in on things that weren't around it, like that might identify, or maybe if it ends up a screen, then I would like grow a mustache on it or something to make sure that I can
put a disguise on it.
Yeah, disguise, a little hat and some glasses, and I can say, no, look at mine. I have glasses and a hat on mine. That's obviously not mine, or something like. When you think that'd be a good idea?
No. I'm not shaming anybody who sends the pictures.
No,
it's just not for me.
The things, Squatch, you send them.
No, I don't. My friends told me when I was in high school, don't ever send them.
Yeah.
Especially when around that time, they had exposed pages on Instagram. So it was terrible.
And especially if you're young, you can get all the kinds of legal trouble.
Absolutely.
Or even later.
I know people who had talks with their kids like, hey, I don't care who shares what with you. If you get a picture of one of your peers and they're not wearing clothes, immediately report it to an adult.
Yes, yes.
And then delete it.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want,
because you don't want to be a person who received it and didn't shut it down.
Yeah, I think even a guy shouldn't ask for the pictures until he's, like, the door's open a little bit.
Until you're officially a couple?
No, like she says something like, I just got out of the shower. Or,
no, I
just went for a run and I'm sweaty. Those kind of things open the door a little.
No. Those aren't opening the door.
You don't think?
Yeah, I just got out of the shower means I missed your call. It doesn't necessarily mean I want you to see me glistening naked.
I thought it was like a code for ask me to send nudes.
No, like I just got dressed or I just got out of the shower.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I just came from the gym. No, those aren't invitations. Those are just statements about what I just did.
I mean, how about if you're dating? Is it an invitation?
If you're, if you've dating. Already had the talk about relationship goals.
Yeah.
Relationship status.
Then it's an invitation.
You've had the DTR define the relationship, then that's different.
So as soon as they say they got out of the shower, if you're really allowed to say, prove it or something like that.
In a joking way, I think that can be funny. With someone who you're already in a thing with.
I don't know how these.
With someone who you just met, it can be kind of creeperish. But it also lets me know if you're just interested in sex.
I didn't have a camera phone when I got with Amy, so I don't know.
And it wouldn't have made a difference for you because you don't know how to take pictures.
That's true. I tried to take a selfie in my butt and I ended up with all kinds of other things. All right, we're out. Make sure you rate this with a 5-star rating and comment and share it. Don't share those pictures, though. Well, we'll talk soon.